AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. U.S. lawmakers are talking about the recent Russian plane crash in Egypt and what might have caused it. Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says it's a new chapter for the Islamic State group if a bomb was on that plane.
Typically, we looked at Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula as the sort of premier bomb maker, if you will, hitting the aviation sector, their crown jewel. But now you're looking at ISIS now putting bombs on airplanes.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Senator Dianne Feinstein told NBC's Meet the Press the incident is a reminder of the growing threat the Islamic State group poses around the world.
I hope it's a wake-up call to Putin, and I hope to some extent it's a wake-up call to us. I have said before, and I really believe it, we will fight them now or we will fight them later. It's only a question of time.
Student protests over racial incidents at the University of Missouri campus have escalated over the weekend when at least 30 black football players announced they won't take part in team activities until the university's president is removed. Correspondent Alan Scher Sager reports on some of the accusations made by students.
The student government president, who is black, described being addressed with racial slurs while he was near campus in Columbia. Subsequent to that, were several other episodes in which black students reported being accosted and confronted.
Gas prices are up at the pump. Here's fuel price analyst Ruby Lundberg.
The price has bottomed, but it doesn't mean that we're headed necessarily for a big spike in price.
She says prices edged up a penny in the past 2 weeks. Her latest survey found an average of $2.25 a gallon for regular. This is AP Radio News. Queen Elizabeth II has led an annual remembrance service in London to honor those killed in World Wars I and II and later conflicts.
The monarch was joined by other royals, senior politicians, and hundreds of veterans and well-wishers at the ceremony, held every November at the Cenotaph War Memorial in London. The Queen laid the first wreath of red poppies at the foot of the monument, followed by King Willem-Alexander of the Netherlands, who was invited this year to mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of his country following the end of World War II. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A regional official in southern Brazil says 28 people missing since two dams at an iron ore mine failed and water flooded a village last week are not likely to be found alive. He says it's not known why the dams failed Thursday, sending mud and debris into the hamlet. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.